everyone. This is Promise. I'm back again. I disappeared for some time now. It was a well-needed spiritual break. But now I'm back. I don't know how full on I'm back, but I will try and be back as much as I can. I was now called again to record, and here I am answering to that calling and showing up for me and for anyone listening today. I thank you for being here. Okay, so today I have a lot of other episodes where I want to talk about different things that have came up for me over the past 3 months when I've been away. But I want to start now with the art of being seen. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been coming to terms and understanding how sometimes I tend to dim myself or my light, or try to not be seen in order to make other people feel comfortable, or in order to avoid feelings of judged or not approved or not accepted in general. So what I then do is then I dim myself. I put myself in the back. I don't say anything, so that things can get along, so that, you know. But it turns out that the more I do that, the more I harm not just myself, which I clearly do myself injustice, but I realize how I also do the world injustice. For example, with my career, I have three separate, very different businesses, but that works together. So there's my spiritual business, where consulting is a spiritual, mental, ancestral work, and constellations, African healing, ubunyanga. There's also my work where it's my wellness business. So I own a wellness holistic beauty studio where we offer facials, nails, the everything you can think of. And I work there. And I have the cosmetic business where I formulate and create cosmetics. Now in each field, I have people that kind of relate to this part, although they work together, and I find a way now to combine slowly, to combine all of them and to embrace all of them within me. I found that when I'm in the spa, when I'm in the studio and I'm doing facials, I'm doing peels, I'm doing spa things, I will disregard every other thing. And if it would come up, maybe someone ask the spiritual advice, or maybe someone say something that I have knowledge of or that I could put input in, I would then in that moment dim my light, because I would see myself as, this is a very high profile class, it's a 5-star spa, and I don't want to impose them with such fair-fetched spiritual beliefs or ways of healing. So then I would hold back and dim myself. And I find that the more I actually opened up and showed up for myself, I was helping my client in a deeper level that I have been depriving them of, really, where they could experience me in a much broader sense beyond their facial treatment. And this is just one example. It's in a lot of other examples where it seems fit to dim. But then it was one thing for me to see the pattern. I had to then trace where this is coming from. And no doubt, of course, it comes from our childhood. We all have childhoods where we had to deal with things and had to learn of a mechanism to cope with whatever situation we were dealt with. And my mechanism to cope as a little girl was to dim myself, to make sure that I'm unseen, that I don't draw any attention to myself. But now I can evaluate that and I realize that actually now I don't need that strategy anymore. So I can start to just speak up a little bit and show up a little bit as much as I can in my work, in my field, within my family system, within my friends and within my community. I have never wanted to be part of a community, and it stems from home. My parents, my mom in particular, didn't believe in having friends. They thought that's how propaganda spread. And so I didn't join any choir. I didn't do any after school, anything. I came to school and then we were home. And they were not friends of friends. That was good for one part. Spend most time reading, connecting. And I think that's when I've been attuning my spiritual wisdom. So I'm grateful that I got all that time to create the person I am today. But also the consequence of that is I started to deem, to feel uncomfortable around people, to feel people can't relate to me and either do something outrageous to get attention because I'm panicking and then realize, oh, that was so outrageous. I need to deem my light completely and not be seen. But that just means I am depriving the world of the light, of my light. And someone reminded me when they were talking about the topic of being seen, when they spoke of children, how children just want to be seen. And my children also remind me of that when they want me to see everything they do. They call me to look at the smallest thing they found or the biggest thing they're doing. They always call for my attention to see what they're doing. They want to be seen by me. They want the world to see them. And I get so much wisdom from watching them and observing them because they bring back that fun play in me and that ability to let go and allow myself to be seen again. In those past weeks, I have been able to go to one part of my job and still embrace the other parts of me. And go to the other part of my job and not see them as such different things that needs to exist separate, but see them as all part of me and that they can all have space to shine within me. That have brought me so much confidence in fitting in within myself, because sometimes, of course, I don't fit in all the spaces, and that's also okay. And I have the maturity to think and to realize, actually, I have to just come here and do my service and be okay to speak about my service that I'm offering, but then be okay that other people, they're also the way they are. Nobody has to dim their light for the other person to exist. It's just a misconception that we have picked up that we can't coexist. But of course, that is outrage because we're all existing at the same time, so we can coexist, meaning even our differences can coexist. So with this very short welcome back recording, welcoming myself back, I would like to encourage you to take a look at yourself and to see where are you dimming yourself? Where have you learned a technique of being unseen, of playing it small, of doing just enough to get by, but make sure that you're not causing any noise. It comes also with success when you don't allow yourself to bloom enough, that it will draw enough attention. Then you just do enough, just enough, so that you pass that exam, just enough so that you make your rent or your income, and just do the bare minimum in your work. And always putting just a little bit to go by for your life. But when you step out of that hiding behind, you're able to fully live and fully expand yourself in your life experience. I hope you find inspiration in today's recording. Till we meet again, have a good one.